Chinese Premier Li Keqiang says that a country will advance all-around green transition and take the reduction of carbon emissions as a strategic priority. Addressing the 2021 Partnering for Green Growth and Global Goals 2030 Seoul Summit via video link, the Premier reiterated China's pledges to peak its carbon emissions by 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality by 2060. He also urged the international community to help developing countries make the transition to green and low-carbon growth. The local COVID-19 infections recently discovered in Guangzhou, Guangdong province, are linked with the coronavirus variant first detected in India. Local authorities found that the genome sequences are highly similar. Guangzhou has logged 5 confirmed cases and 21 asymptomatic infections since May 21st. The city has expanded a COVID-19 screening. China's Tianzhou 2 cargo spacecraft loaded with supplies, equipment, and propellant has docked with the Tianhe core module of the country's space station. Tianzhou 2 is currently the world's most powerful cargo spacecraft. The Shenzhou 12 crew spaceship is scheduled to be launched next month. It will involve 3 astronauts who will stay in orbit for 3 months. They will unpack the goods stowed inside Tianzhou 2 to obtain their living and working materials. An Australian scientist who visited China with the World Health Organization expert team says there's no evidence to back up the theory that a coronavirus escaped from a lab. Professor Dominic Dwyer of the University of Sydney spent 4 weeks in Wuhan to study the origin of COVID-19 earlier this year. In an interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, Dwyer says that a so-called lab leak theory doesn't stand, as U.S. President Joe Biden has been getting conflicting reports from his intelligence agencies.